Thank you very much, Mr. President. We are meeting today in a historic emergency special session because the UN Security Council was unfortunately unable to discharge its primary responsibility for the maintenance of international peace and security as a result of the veto cast by the Russian Federation, which is regrettable. We welcome the convening of this emergency special session as it allows all countries, especially the small countries, to raise their voice, to state their views, and to register their concerns in this universal organ of the United Nations. Mr. President, Singapore has always taken a consistent position on the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of all countries. Singapore is a staunch supporter of the rules-based multilateral system and of the United Nations. The unprovoked invasion of Ukraine by the Russian Federation is a clear and gross violation of the fundamental norms and of the fundamental norms of international law and of the UN Charter. The UN Charter prohibits the use of force and acts of aggression against another sovereign state. This is a matter of principle for all small states and a matter of fundamental importance to all members of the General Assembly. For a tiny city-state like Singapore, this is an existential issue. A world order where might is right, or the strong do what they can and the weak suffer what they must, would be profoundly inimical to the security and survival of small states. We cannot accept one country attacking another without justification, arguing that its independence was the result of, and I quote, historical errors and crazy decisions, unquote. We simply cannot accept such an argument. Such an argument and rationale would go against the internationally recognized legitimacy and territorial integrity of many countries, including Singapore. This is why Singapore condemns, in the strongest terms possible, any unprovoked invasion of a sovereign country under any pretext. We deplore the Russian Federation's special military operation against Ukraine, both its operation in the Donbas region and the broader land, air, and sea attacks across Ukraine, including on Kyiv, the capital city. We also note with great sadness and regret reports of the growing number of casualties and the loss of many innocent lives as a result of this unjustified attack and act of war. We have taken note of the UN Humanitarian and Emergency Relief Coordinator's comments about the scale of the humanitarian assistance required to help those affected, and we call for safe and unhindered access for humanitarian assistance to Ukraine and all those in need. Mr. President, we reiterate that the sovereignty, political independence, and territorial integrity of all countries, including Ukraine, must be respected within its internationally recognized borders. The Secretary General of the United Nations has stated that he considers the actions of the Russian Federation to be a violation of the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine and inconsistent with the principles of the Charter of the United Nations. We agree with the Secretary General entirely. Let me repeat, we agree with the Secretary General entirely, and we support his call for the Russian Federation to withdraw all its troops from the territory of Ukraine and for the responsible actors to immediately cease all hostilities and prioritize diplomacy to address all issues peacefully in accordance with the UN Charter and international law. We also support the good offices of the UN Secretary General to be deployed in any way possible to facilitate diplomatic contacts and negotiations. Mr. President, let me conclude by saying that the world is watching us as we meet today in the General Assembly. As members of the General Assembly, we have to act swiftly, firmly, and with unity of purpose. Singapore is one of the main co-sponsors of the draft resolution that has been tabled for adoption in this General Assembly. Singapore will not hesitate to vote yes on this draft resolution. Singapore will always vote to uphold the principles of the UN Charter and to uphold international law. And I would like to urge all members of the General Assembly to vote yes for this resolution. And distinguished delegates, this resolution is not about taking sides. It is about upholding international law and the principles of the UN Charter. The United Nations, distinguished delegates, is being tested today. It is important that all countries, especially the small states, send a clear signal that we are united for peace and we are united to defend the principles of the Charter and that we are united to uphold international law. I thank you for your attention.
I thank the distinguished representative of Singapore. We have heard the last speaker in the debate on this item for this meeting. We shall hear the remaining speakers this afternoon. I would like to inform members that at 3 p.m. today, the General Assembly will first hold the 60th plenary meeting of the 76th regular